Welcome to the Treasury of Solomon, where we go verse by verse through the book of Proverbs to find the wisdom that God has for us. Today's verse is Proverbs 1 and 16. It says, "For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood." This verse is the first persuasive argument that we're presented with against going with the sinners from verse 10, the band of highway robbers who were trying to entice a new recruit into joining their life of crime. Verses 11 to 14 record their attempts to tempt potential new members. It was their attempt to present their case for what they promised would be a better life. Now in this verse and in the succeeding verses, we find the other side of the story, the case against their lies and deceptions. The first half of the verse told us, "For their feet run to evil." There's a lot to unpack in this phrase. The first thing that we have to note, as we touched on last week, is the contrast this forms with the verse before it, verse 15, which said, "My son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path." Verse 16 tells us that the sinners run to evil, but here in verse 15 we're told not only not to run, but not even to walk in their path. We're not to go at all into their path. We're to completely refrain from it. This provides a necessary contrast to show the extent of what should be our lack of interaction with these people. The next thing that we have to ask ourselves is, what do we mean exactly by evil? What constitutes evil? In the Hebrew, it means distress, misery, injury, calamity. Who would want to run to any of these things? That's self-destructive and self-delusional behavior. That's not natural for a man to do. And the truth is that what these wicked men were doing wasn't natural. They were being controlled and influenced by a supernatural force, and that force was the devil. As their feet, meaning in the Hebrew to follow and able to endure, ran towards evil. They weren't leading the way. They were just following. They were mindlessly and sheepishly taking orders and doing his bidding. That's why he made them able to endure when no clear-headed, sound-minded person would be able to endure under normal circumstances. A man with discernment would see the barbarity of their actions and see that it's a self-destructive path. But these people allow their mind, their sense of morality, and their conscience to become obscured to the point where they relent with no resistance of any type. These things are not the natural objects of desire for man. They're the direct opposite. No one wants these things, unless they're being acted upon by an outside force or entity, which we find to be so prevalent today in the world. They try to drag more people down with them. They want to spread the evil, because like the old saying goes, misery loves company. This phrase also stands out in that it's not the only place in Scripture that we find it mentioned. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 17 to 18 say, "A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief." These are mentioned amongst the six things that the Lord hates according to verse 16 of that chapter. Hate is a strong word, conveying an even stronger concept, but it means what it says. The Lord hates when people rush to mischief and evil. We also find this phrase in two other places that we need to make note of. The first is Romans chapter 3, verses 15 to 17, which tell us, "Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known." The path they've gone down is an evil path, full of misery and destruction, beholden to the one who only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The last verse, though, is very revealing as it relates to this. "The way of peace have they not known." Not only are these people on the path to destruction, not only are they on the wide road that leads to hell, they never knew the path of peace, which is the saddest part of all this. They didn't know that there was another way. We find this reaffirmed in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 7 to 8, which say, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their works are works of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace." We find here that they made crooked paths. They charted their own course. They picked their lane, and they separated and removed themselves from the path that leads to peace. The last phrase, "they shall not know peace," is a definite phrase. There's no ambiguity about that. They shall not know it. Evil and peace, misery and peace, distress and peace, destruction and peace can't coexist. One of necessity must yield to the other, and in the minds of many in this fallen world, they let the evil have the upper hand. They let the devil steal their peace in exchange for his lies. Then he uses them and discards them when they cease to be useful, just like he always does and always will. They don't know peace because all they know is evil. The second half of verse 16 told us, "Make haste to shed blood." The first thing we have to note here is the phrase, "make haste." This reinforces the word run from the first half of the verse. They both together communicate to us the idea that these people were in a rush to do evil. It was a deep-seated desire, giving them motivation, pushing them forward towards the goal of fulfilling those desires. They couldn't wait to do it, and that implies that they were excited and eager to do it, which removes any thought of this being something the enemy unwillingly forced them into. This was something they willingly partook in. Not only were they willing, they were emphatically excited to be doing what they were doing. The word headlong in the Greek means to be carried headlong, fearful, to be liquid or float easily, to be rash. This shows what we're dealing with. When people go this way, they're carried headlong. They don't resist. They make themselves and their wills like liquid to be used by the enemy. They float easily into the plans and the purposes that the enemy has for them. They don't resist. And because of that, the enemy doesn't flee. He stays. He gets more power and control over them, and they become beholden to him in every way. This is a reminder about the importance and the effect of resisting. It must be done. It's our duty as the people of God to do so. The last phrase is to shed blood. The word blood, as we know in Hebrew, means that which when shed causes death. So it wasn't just their intent to injure. They wanted to kill. They were murderers. The word shed in Hebrew means to pour out. This shows their insatiable desire for more. They didn't want just a little blood. They wanted it to pour out. They wanted an abundance of blood to pour out of the person. This shows the cruelty and barbarity of their works. Their path is an evil one. There are evil people today who try to entice us to go down this same path. The specifics may be different, but the end goal and the effects are all exactly the same. When we have Jesus in our hearts, we're protected from falling for these lies. Because we aren't of them who haven't known peace. We know it. We know that there's another better path because we had the Prince of Peace dwelling within us, and we have and enjoy the peace of God which passeth all understanding. The enemy's path leads to misery, destruction, and death. The Lord's path leads to eternal peace. The choice is obvious. That's why if you haven't made the choice already, you should invite him into your heart and start a new life with him. Let's close in prayer. Lord, today we thank you for your word and we thank you for the Proverbs. Lord, today we come before you to ask for wisdom, to ask for understanding, and to ask for knowledge, so that when we hear these lies and deceptions of the enemy, we'll know them for what they are. We'll see them exposed for all that they are and all that they mean. Lord, we thank you that you protect us when the enemy comes to tempt us to go down his path. Lord, today we rebuke his attacks. We rebuke his enticements. And Lord, today we claim the victory over all the works of the enemy. Lord, we know that his path only leads to misery and destruction and pain. And Lord, today we thank you that you offered us a path of peace. And we thank you that you gave us the understanding to know to take that path. Lord, we thank you that you give us peace that passeth all understanding. We thank you that you offer us perfect peace, eternal peace. And Lord, we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Remember before you leave to hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and remember to like and comment below. The wisest thing we can ever do is give our lives to Christ and be born again. If you want to have Jesus as a part of your life today, all you need to do is to invite him into your heart to be your personal Lord and Savior. You trust him that you're forgiven, and you choose to live for him who died for you. We'll see you next time as we continue to explore the treasury of Solomon and study the King's Word together.